today from the town square of Hampton, Arkansas, Calhoun County. We are in South Arkansas, Matt Jones. Truck, yeah, our intro music by Tim McGraw. A lot of pickup trucks in South Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, beautiful day, beautiful weekend for Hogskin Holidays.
Hogskin Holidays, that is why we are here. We are joined by Jarrett Rushing, the county extension agent with the U of A Division of Agriculture. And, Jarrett, just first off, what is Hogskin Holidays?
Well, it's really a festival to promote our county. Our county is the Hogskin County, and what better way to do it than a week-long festival?
A week-long festival. There's going to be a parade today. Tusk is here for the parade, going to be one of the, I guess, co-grand marshals, you could say, Jarrett, but good to see Tusk out here. There were pig races earlier. There are going to be more pig races later on today. There's going to be a rodeo tonight, a rodeo tomorrow, all kinds of stuff. You can also get your autographs made not only with Matt Jones today, but Scotty Thurman, Bo Bigham, Anthony Lucas, and Wayne Snort Dunn, who, if you're wondering, who is Wayne Snort Dunn? I call him Santa Claus because he looks just like Santa Claus. And he played basketball at the University of Arkansas from 1954 to 1956.
Wow.
And he's going to join us
so
later
what,
in the show.
So was that in Barnhill or was that before Barnhill?
That was before Barnhill.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty cool. Now, was he a shooter? Was he a rebounder?
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
I think that was before Barnhill.
He was a center.
He was a center.
He was a shot blocker.
Yeah. He was a shot blocker, but we'll have to ask him if he had to go up and get the ball out of the peach basket every time a basket was made.
There's one thing I love more than just about anything. And last year, you know, when I got to go to SEC Beach Fest and hear all the players that and coaches that come before you from the 60s, 70s, 80s, when they tell you stories about them. So looking forward to that. Should be fun.
It should be fun. We will talk to him. We're also going to talk to the mayor, Rick Sharon, a little bit later today as well. He reminded me of a story, Matt. I worked for Channel 4 several years ago. I'm dating myself now. And Chad Hooten and I, Hooten's Arkansas Football, we came down here and did a story on the bonfire. And the first thing he says to me when I walk up, "You remember me?" I said, "Mayor, no, I don't. Sorry." And he told me that story. And it took me a while, but I was like, holy cow. Yes, I do remember coming down here and shooting that story about the bonfire. And I just was taken aback for a second.
Now, that doesn't happen this weekend, right?
No, that's back during football season.
Okay.
We don't do the bonfire much anymore. This is really our biggest festival of the year.
I got you.
And everybody comes back. I've heard people coming in from Oklahoma, other states around. They all come back this time of the year, the second weekend of April.
That's it. Always the second weekend. We try to do it the weekend before the turkey season kicks off. That way we have plenty of folks here and we're not interfering with any major hunts.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to mess with turkey season.
That's right.
Not at all. You don't want to mess with turkey season. They have, let's see, the Hogskin Parade, which starts at 2 o'clock. It'll be around the square here. And then tonight, the rodeo, which will be in Hogskin Arena. Tomorrow, all day at the fairgrounds, the Hogskin Cook-Off. The Cummins Prison Band is going to perform. The carnival's going to be going on. They'll still have the racing pigs here, a horseshoe pitch, mounted hog and wildlife display, food vendors, several class reunions, a quilt show, children's tractor pull. Plenty of arts and crafts. It all starts in the morning, 8 a.m. with the 5K run. And then at 9:30 a.m., the Little Miss Pigtails Contest.
Well, it's the easiest way to tie it in right there. I mean, what better way than with a hairdo?
A hairdo. Just make your pigtails and you're good to go.
There you go.
10 a.m. log loading. Explain log loading.
Well, what we do is we have a few loggers here in the county that they'll bring some equipment down, basically just log loaders. And we have a contest to see who can pick logs up or pick items up and put them in squares and things like that without touching lines. It's kind of like an oversized claw game.
Yeah, interesting. And then 11 o'clock tomorrow, Bingo and Dominoes begin. That's over at the fairgrounds. They have cemetery reenactments all day long. 11 to 2 tomorrow is the Razorback Celebrities meet and greet with those four former Razorbacks that we told you about, Bo Bigham, Anthony Lucas, Wayne Snort Dunn, and Scotty Thurman, the Shot. Just call him Mr. Shot. He's close to his hometown of Ruston, Louisiana, down here in Hampton now.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting close. 1 o'clock, there will be a hog calling contest. At 2 o'clock, the Tarm Hartley family will perform, and at 3:15, Miss Champolay Bottoms Contest. What is that?
The Champignol Bottoms. Let's just
Champignol.
Let's just say that you want to see men dressed up like women. That's a good time to go.
I don't know if I want to see that. We'll just pass over that.
There you go.
And then
there
another rodeo tomorrow night, 7:30. So the best barbecue down here can be found right here at the Hogskin Holidays in Calhoun County. We are in Hampton, Arkansas. And, Jarrett, thanks so much for having us down here. And this, you couldn't have asked for better weather. Maybe a little bit too much pollen in the air, but you're in South Arkansas. You're going to get that with all the pine trees.
Exactly. The pine and the oaks, they decided to come out this week.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? They all of a sudden just popped out or something. Thanks so much for having us down here, and hopefully, the weather is going to be great all weekend. Maybe something a little rocky Sunday afternoon, but everything will be done by then.
So we'll be concluded. I do want to put a plug in, say a big thank you to the ladies that did our hog or our wildlife display down there in the fair building. You fellas, before y'all leave, y'all really need to go check that out. There's mounted hogs, deer, duck, rattlesnakes, bobcats, I mean everything, and it is probably one of the best wildlife displays we've ever had.
Awesome. We'll try and get by and check that out. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you.
We're now joined down here in Hampton by Mr. James Lee Witt. You might recognize the name. He's running for U.S. Congress. But, Mr. Witt, you also have a grandson that you were telling us about that is probably going to be a pretty good football player pretty soon.
He's going to be a great ball player. He's 6'3", plays 227, plays defensive end, and runs punts back and as well. He's got a 78-inch arm span, has a 38-inch vertical jump, and runs a full 5.40.
Nice. He's one of those, what you call, I call him one of the best mascot names is who he plays for in the state, the Dartnell Sand Lizards.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great kid. I'm really proud of him. He'll be a senior next year, and he'll be a force.
Where does he want to go?
I don't know. He's been contacted by UCLA. Missouri's contacted him several times, and the Razorbacks have talked to him as well, and Ole Miss, Vanderbilt. Of course, UCA is really talking to him a lot, as well as Arkansas Tech University.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's got the grades, he's got his ACT and all that stuff, right?
And I think he made 26 on the hill.
Does he translate to a defensive end at the next level, you think, or sometimes you see him change positions?
Yeah, they're going to use him this year, I believe, as defensive end plus also tight end.
Okay.
They had him playing wide receiver last year. And he scored several touchdowns, had 108 tackles, 22 sacks, 4 knockdowns.
Wow.
So he's just a good kid.
How good of a team is he this year?
I think they're going to be very competitive this year. I do. They've got some really good kids. And as you know, there was a young team last year, and they're going to be very salty.
Now, you're running for U.S. Congress. There's no love loss between Dartnell and Danville, is there?
It's a little bit of a rival there, yes.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
So you can still go in. Is that in your territory?
Yes.
Where you're running? So you can still go over there and campaign, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
And everybody's okay with that?
Everybody's okay with it.
Okay. Yeah. Even though your grandson plays for the Sand Lizards?
Yep. When I played football, it was very competitive, and it's still competitive, and it's always a good game.
And Danville won a state championship. They played for a state champion. I can't remember if they won several years ago.
They won several state champions.
They've won several, but they played for one recently because I remember Brad Taylor was in the stands, and Brad Taylor, former Razorback quarterback at the University of Arkansas, his favorite target was James Hubest.
Right.
And we had an interview with him during the game.
When I was county judge there, Brad Taylor worked on my road crew in summertime.
Was that because he was bad, or he just
No.
I was wondering where you're going.
We used a lot of kids in the summertime as jobs working on the road crew.
I thought it might be, community service or something.
Uh-oh. Well, thank you guys very much.
Thanks for coming by, and, I mean, I guess you're getting around, aren't you?
We are. We were in Dequeen Tuesday night, and we were in Texarkana, Ashdown, Hope, Camden, and finished up in Chittister Wednesday.
Where do you go from here?
Yep. I go back to Dartnell tonight, and then I'll be at Oakland tomorrow for Derby Day.
Got to go to Oakland for Derby Day.
Any tips on a horse? You got anything going tomorrow?
I have not even looked at
it. Just enjoy it.
Thanks for coming by. Enjoy the race, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Rick Sharon joins us now here at Hampton in the Hogskin Holidays. Mayor, how are you?
Well, I'm hot right now. I'm tired. I've been riding that pig van. You saw it come by.
I did. How was the parade?
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. It was a long one. We have a lot of entries in it, floats and everything. I heard you talking about the Masters. You're not in that this year, are you?
No, I'm not.
Matt Jones is. Though.
Matt Jones is.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see your name on the. Hey, it is a Matt Jones. How'd he do today?
We'll find out.
he chipped in last week in the playoff just to get into the Masters, and he's here doing overtime, and he's going to be back in Augusta tomorrow.
Rick. I don't know if he'll be back tomorrow or not. We'll see. Dustin Johnson, another guy not making the cut, 7-over. Ken Duke, 7-over.
Unfortunately, Duke had a bad day.
Yeah, Matt Jones finished +6 today, 8-over.
So he's not making the cut
either. Hey, you don't have to worry about getting the sticks out this weekend, do you?
Ben Crenshaw. He is 22-over.
I would say he missed a cut.
Mayor, I started the show today with the story when you saw me when we pulled up, and until you finally said, "Remember the bonfire when you came down with Chad Hooton?"
Chad Hooton.
That's been so long ago.
It had been about 14 years ago.
Easily,
we had a bonfire, and you come down with Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He threw the Hooton's book in the fire. We went down to Beach Junction City, 13-12. It kind of shocked the world.
Real quick, sorry. DGB has been dismissed from Missouri.
Whoa, that is breaking
news.
Just
saw that.
Wow.
Mike Jocko tweeted that. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
He had gotten trouble last week, but then they said all the charges were dropped. And so now it is saying.
He's been dismissed from
Missouri.
Dismissed.
So I think he's a guy that it might be a good thing for him to get a fresh start.
Well, what did Wally Hall say?
Fresh start at Arkansas
this week. Why not transfer to Arkansas?
There it is.
Come on, Wally.
If you've been dismissed, then you can go anywhere you want to at that point.
Yeah.
Do you not have to sit out though?
He would have to sit out because the transfer rule. Yeah. But
and being at your third year, he might be a guy that goes to a smaller school and then declares
and just goes to the draft
instead of sitting out a year.
I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, that would be easy on him. Hogskin Holidays,
big time deal here.
It is, isn't it?
A lot of work involved by a lot of great people. They put a lot of work into it. We've had outstanding crowds for every year. I've just been mayor here 2 years.
Well, the weather couldn't have been better.
It couldn't be any better. We've been blessed with great weather. Like I say, we just have a great atmosphere. We'll have a big time tomorrow. We have some coming down tomorrow, so it's just a great deal. It's great for the whole town. You know, we talked one time when you come down here about 14 years ago. One thing that all towns, small towns, rally around is high school football and a storm. You don't want a storm. We had that last week.
Yeah, you had that last week, and you don't want that again.
Okay.
Wayne, stick around. Rick, stick around. We're also going to be joined by Mr. Wayne Dunn here after the break. It's Overtime Live from Hampton on the Buzz Radio Network. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap here in Hampton, Arkansas at the Hogskin Holidays Festival. Joined still by Mayor Rick Sharon, and also joined now by a gentleman I like to call Santa Claus, Matt. Carroll Snort
I like
Dunn.
The beard.
Hampton's
I like it.
Own Snort Dunn played basketball at Arkansas from 56 to 58. In the 58 season, he tied for first place of the Southwest Conference and played in the NCAA Regional. He's 6'5", used his height to an advantage back then, and was co-captain of the Arkansas Razorbacks. And I know you get the Santa Claus talk all the time, and I know that you play up to it as well because you get joy out of it, don't you?
I do. I've been doing it now for about 18 years. And they know me more for Santa Claus now than they do for playing basketball. I can assure you.
We were talking in the break, Mr. Dunn, about when you started at the University of Arkansas. You didn't even start in Barnhill Arena.
No. We started in the old men's gym. And my freshman year, you know, the freshmen couldn't play varsity at that time. And then we moved down to Barnhill my sophomore year. And That was a palace.
Who was your coach back then?
Glenn Rose.
Okay.
He'd been there a long time. And back in his early days, he won, you don't call it a national champion, but he was going to represent the U.S. in the Olympics. And he had a couple of players got killed when they were on the road. But he was a pretty good coach. He was a great guy, great guy.
And you were telling me in the break, and Rick, you were sitting here listening to this story too, the fact that Barnhill was used for almost everything. I guess you could say it was the multi-purpose facility at the University of Arkansas at the time, because the football team would be in there, the baseball team would be in there, and then there would be about an inch of sawdust that you guys would have to get off the court so you could hoop.
I tell you, you could hardly play for the dust. You had the baseball team, the football team, like you said, and then they were back there, and it was about a foot of dust, you know, around, and you could hardly breathe. And we hate to see them come in and do it, but that's the only way they could if it was raining.
Tell me, let's see, who are some players you played with back then, and just, you know, some fun stories or something that, one of your best memories of playing up there on the hill.
Well, some of the players, my senior year was Freddie Grimm, who was a good ball player, Larry Grisham from Jonesboro. Freddie was from Green Forest, and we tied SMU and we went to the NCAA tournament. People don't know it.
Was that 32 teams back then? Or
16.
Wow.
We were in the 16 when we went.
Wow. You had to be good.
Yes,
you had to be good to get there.
But
man.
Now, I have to tell you a story. People don't know it, but we started a three-point play. We played Oscar Robinson of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He'd make two. We'd foul him. He'd get the extra point, and we'd start the three-point play. He only scored 56 points against us. So that's the best story I can tell you. But that was an honor playing against Oscar. I still say he's the best offensive basketball player I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, you hear a lot of stories about Oscar Robinson. That is cool right there to be able to play against Oscar Robinson. That's pretty cool.
If he could see the basket, he could make it. We beat him up. I mean, you know, we fouled him. We did everything. Like I say, we'd foul him. He'd make it. He'd get the extra point on the free throw line.
What are your thoughts on Mike Anderson and the job he's doing at the University of Arkansas?
I think Mike's doing a good job. I think Mike will bring the team back. I mean, they had some hard luck this year, you know, on the road especially. And they played some games that you would think that they were going to do good, but we just messed up. But I think Mike's on the right path. I think we're just around the corner from.
What would you say, I guess, for advice to young kids? Because it seemed like the last few years, this Arkansas team, they play a home game. There's just a different enthusiasm, a different atmosphere. And then they, like you said, they go on the road against a team they probably are more talented than and don't play as well. How do you translate that mindset from a home game and take that on the road with you?
Well, that's hard to do because I really think the crowd plays a big part at Walton Arena. And we get on the road and we don't have the fans. We have a big fan base that goes along, but I don't know. I've thought about that a lot, but it's just hard to play on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rick, when you obviously the festival this weekend, and there are going to be more former Razorbacks that'll come down here and be a part of it this weekend too, that are from Louisiana that are coming to South Arkansas, and the Rustin Rifle, Scotty Thurman, and Anthony Lucas from Tallulah, and you're going to have Bo Bigham here as well from his hometown, Texarkana, and then, of course, Mr. Dunn here. Bringing these people back, I mean, what does this do for the community this weekend?
I think everybody just kind of like they rally around, you know, sports or anything like that, and we invite all them here, and we have a rodeo that's really big time, one of your best rodeos probably in the state. It'll be standing room only crowd there tonight and tomorrow.
I think Matt was saying he wanted to try out for the rodeo clown tonight.
Well, I tell you what they are. They
fit in that barrel right there.
Well, you're fast enough.
I don't know about that.
You can outrun a bull.
That's scary.
At one time, you probably could. I don't know. At one time.
Now, do they wear football cleats or spikes on that dirt like that, or will they wear regular shoes?
Who, clown?
Yeah. Who do they have to run around?
To be honest,
there?
We have no idea. I've never checked the clown shoes. That would be a good one to check on that.
Yeah,
y'all need to check on that. I have no idea
there.
What a clown wears.
He's got to get some traction. He's got to have spikes.
I'll tell you what they are. They do have a lot of bull riding now and then. They do need some more bull riders. So if you can stay on there for 8 seconds, you might can win some money.
I'm not trying that.
No.
Have you ever tried that?
No. I've never even, you know, when you go to certain places, they have that mechanical bull in there. You see people on it. I've never even done that.
They got one, and there'll be a bunch of people lined up to ride there.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid I'd break my back or something. I'm afraid I would hurt something.
Well, I've never been able to get on one. Don't plan on it. My only exhibition of that was in a donkey basketball game, and I got on the donkey twice. The first time it started out pretty slow. Everything went well for about 2 seconds. He told me I wasn't going to ride it. The second time I got on his back was pure accident. He bumped me up. I was landed in there, and I fell on his back, and I didn't plan on being there. So that was my extent.
Wow. Mr. Dunn, I've seen you admit many a Razorback basketball games and stuff. When you think back over the years and the games that you've gone to and attended there, what season or what is there one game that just stands out? Maybe when you played, and I know you talked about the games the game with Oscar, but when you played or something now that game that really stands out in your mind?
I think we had one this year that we lost it, but we had when we played Florida this year. That was a great game. We played outstanding, but we messed up at the end and lost the game. But I thought we had it in the pocket and beating Kentucky twice, you know. But when I played, the best teams in the conference was SMU. They had a guy named Krebs who was an All-American, and he played pro ball after he left. But we were all about the same other than SMU. And then Texas Tech came into the conference, and they were good, really good. But we held our own. We finished second or third just about every year.
It seems like SMU is going to be a pretty good team next year as well. Larry Brown's doing a heck of a job down there, and that's a game that Arkansas has to go on the road next year to Moody Coliseum.
And that's going to be tough. Brown's a great coach, and SMU can get the guys every year. You know, well, they got busted one time, but
I was going to say, are they starting to do that again? Is that how they're getting them?
Pony Express.
I don't know if they ever did that in basketball. That's football where they did that, I guess, but. I think they're back on their girls' basketball team. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Man, we're going to be the same way. We're coming.
Are you okay with Jimmy Dykes?
I think so. I think Dykes knows basketball, and I think he likes the Razorbacks, and I think they'll play for him, and I think he'll do great.
Who are some of your favorite coaches, I guess, right now in the game? We had this conversation earlier, like a Tom Izzo, a Billy Donovan. Who are some of the coaches you respect, and if you had a son, grandson that was going to go play, that you would want them to go play for?
Right now?
Right now.
I think Coach K at Duke is one of the best. He's just a great guy, and not only does he, play by the rules, he's just an outstanding individual. And I think we have a lot of great coaches now. Florida coach, you just can't beat him.
Mm-hmm.
You have a few that's a great coach, and one like Kentucky, I think he's a great coach. He can take a freshman and whip him into a great ball player in 1 year.
Right.
If he could keep him for five, look out.
If he could keep him for five, they don't know. They're on that fast track graduation at Kentucky now, though.
One and out. That's right. Well, I don't think it'll be that way this year. They're going to keep a lot of those guys this year, but they'll be tough next year.
Julius Randle's one that he's gone. He's a lottery pick.
Well, I don't know. In the playoffs there, he was having a hard time playing much. I don't know. He'll have to get
He hurt his
physical.
Ankle, I think. Yeah,
he'll have to get more physical.
Your thoughts on Bobby Portis and Moses Kingsley. Obviously, Bobby, I got to see a lot of him at Little Rock Hall and everything, but you're a big guy. He's a big guy. Your thoughts on Bobby and Moses?
I think Moses is really going to come. He's a strong guy. He plays tough. And I think Portis, he's great on offense, but he's got a long way to go on defense. But if he'll get a little tougher, use his body more, I think he'll be great.
What's one thing that Mike Anderson and the basketball team is missing in your estimation?
Well, I think he needs a great shooter. I mean, he needs somebody that can pop the three, like Connecticut or somebody. Those little guards for Connecticut, you give them a half inch, you got 3 points against you.
Well, the way now, you can't bang as much as you used to and hand check as much. You got to have good guard play.
That's right. That kills us. We make so many fouls, and that's what beat Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Kentucky couldn't make a free throw.
They couldn't make them against UConn. And they couldn't make them against Arkansas either. Arkansas 16 of 16. UConn was 10 of 10 against them.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just
But the basketball game, and Matt can tell you, he played for Nolan there. I think you played for Nolan.
1 year for Nolan, yeah. Yes, sir.
And you just got to be in there. You got to give it 100% at all time. You can't have any slacking off. I think that was one thing with Pelfrey's group. I don't think they gave it 100% all the time. And he depended on one or two guys. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to take up slack.
When you go back to Fayetteville and you see the changes, and I know you go back regularly, but from the time you were there to now, talk about the changes that you've seen in the university in the 50 years.
Oh, my goodness. It's just not even the same university. They've just expanded so much. They built so much for the athletics. You know, it's just – I think Arkansas probably has some of the best facilities you'll find in any school. I don't care what Kentucky or whatever. But we can hold our own with facilities. And education, I mean, the guys graduating, same way. Like I think the baseball team, one of the teams, they graduate every player. And our basketball team's coming up. Football team's holding their own in graduation. And it's just a big change.
You excited to see what Brett Bielema's going to do in year two?
Personally, I think he's going to do good. I just think, you could see so much improvement, I thought, in the team this past year. I thought when we played LSU, we were there. And we just did a couple of things that cost us a game, but we could have won that game so easy. And we had some other games I thought we could win. I think he's on the right track. He's bringing in big guys. He likes big defensive guys, big offensive
guys.
And
yeah.
Matt knows you got to have a big offensive lineman to protect you back there. So
yeah, we had one of the best in Sean Andrews when I played there.
Yeah,
he's from these parts.
Hamden, right over here.
He being there and back then that when you played, freshmen couldn't play.
And we
got there, and it my 4 years there, and I guess you see it more in basketball than football, but Sean Andrews was the only player that, like, the first time you saw him play, you're like, he's better than everybody as a freshman. It's tough now for freshmen to come in and play. When did they start changing that where freshmen were allowed to play?
It was way back. I don't know what year.
Yeah. It was probably in the 60s. 70?
It was sometime after I left.
I think it was early 70s.
I think so. Yeah. I graduated in 70. I know you used to have an Arkansas freshman team. It was called the Schultz.
Yeah, that's right.
The Arkansas Schultz. And they played a lot of these. I think they played a lot of junior college teams, what they would do.
We did. That's right. In basketball, we played
Arkansas
junior college.
Schultz. They played about 5-6 games a year is all to play.
When I was there at Arkansas, and this was before they changed the locker room, you still had a freshman locker room. You know, most campuses now you don't have that, but I thought that was pretty cool. You know, that's in 2001, 2, 3, 4, that you still had a freshman locker room because it helps you guys come together because really as y'all keep going and become sophomores, juniors, seniors, you're the leaders when you're there, but it helps you kind of continuity come together.
Yeah, your friends all you form your friends your freshman year.
You're right.
Kind of there. A lot of them now, though, too, you know, just like y'all know, you graduate on Friday night, you'll be in college on Monday.
You'll be up there because it's year round now as opposed to when you played, Mr. Dunn. It's okay, you go through the season, you work out a little bit before the season, but once the season's done, okay, you're done for a while.
That's right. But
year round job.
I had a son who played football at Duke when
Spurrier
was there.
Oh, wow.
And he went to summer school. He could have graduated in 3 years because he had all those summer hours. But now it's year-round, like you say. When we were there, we went home. I worked in the oil field in the summer.
Nobody goes home now, don't guess.
No, no. You
might go home. You might go home 2 or 3 days.
But you go up there early, like you said, a little bit, because I lived in the Van Buren-Fort Smith area. But that summer, I would drive up there, and you would work out with the players up there before you even were there.
Look at this, Matt.
There's some little
kids out here.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, what is Santa Claus doing down in Hampton in the middle of April?
Can I get a cheer? Do we got a cheer going on?
She baffled at
you. Aww.
Well, Matt, you know, also talking on these guys coming in, they bring the guys out of high school in early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They bring them in. You know.
You have four or five guys up there right now
yeah,
that
Rafe
don't
Peavy.
Go to their second semester of senior year. They're up there right now.
Already
they're
up there
playing
now.
Ball.
Rafe Peavy was running third string quarterback duties
I'll
yesterday
that.
In practice.
Third string now. A.J. Derby has been moved to tight end.
Yeah.
Not to say it.
Yeah. Mr. Dunn, you do obviously around Christmas time and stuff like to interact with the kids and everything. What do you and your wife get out of that?
Oh, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, we do it. We only do it for charities and churches. I don't charge. I just go do it. I come down to Hampton here at their bank, and I go out to the high school, and we just do it. My wife keeps up all my schedule appearances. I never keep them up. I have to turn them down every year.
Mm-hmm.
Just too much. But we enjoy it. The kids get a big kick out of it year-round, like those kids. They'll come around and they'll tell me what they want for Christmas, or they'll thank me for what they got. It's a lot of fun.
Do you ever get the ones that say, I was supposed to get this and I didn't get it?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Hey.
I said, well, I'll have to check your list. Maybe you weren't there.
He does an outstanding – let me say this about him. He does an outstanding job. I've got two grandkids that think that – the youngest one thinks he steals Santa Claus year-round, and he lives right beside City Hall, and he's out there mowing. They'll come in there hollering, there's Santa Claus over there mowing his yard. Well, he come down. Then you have to say, well, Santa Claus has to come back.
He's got to come back and work every once in a while. Keep up the yard, right? Yep.
We had a first here in Hampton. I want to tell you about it. We had a first host of the state tournament here. Now, this is Hampton, small mm-hmm. school.
That was this year, wasn't it?
This year. First time ever. And we've got one of the finest gyms out there that you'll find in the state.
Yep.
You don't go sit on bleachers. You have seats. Everybody has an individual seat, just like if you was going to go into Walton Arena and watch a basketball game.
Wow.
It is outstanding.
I heard y'all did an awesome job down here with it.
Oh, it's a lot of work involved. We had a lot of volunteers in it, but everything went well. That was the first time. We'd had some regional tournament, but that was the first time to have a state tournament, and it went well.
Well, that's good. And obviously the help that it helps bring in more people down here, and obviously revenue starts flowing, and you get more events like that, and obviously the Hogskin holidays this week, and it all helps.
Oh, it puts a lot of money in, and we just like all small towns. Everybody needs the money in small towns. It helps me. I've been in tire business, and it helps me some for 39 years, going on 40 years since I come down here. I was born and raised at Fordyce and come down here and been here ever since. Love it here. And
now, you might know my uncle.
Jim Cox.
Yeah, he was head coach at Fordyce Redbugs when they won back-to-back state
they
titles.
They beat Dalloway. Knocked them out and beat McGee. I had a good friend quarterback. Clark Watkins was quarterback on that team, and he's the coach over at Warren now.
I was at that game, that Fordyce Pine Bluff Dalloway game.
Yeah.
I was there,
yeah. Let's go to Bruce real quick in Hot Springs. Bruce, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, gentlemen, just a quick question for you. I've not been able to be around the radio today. In our Masters selection show you did, I have Oosthuizen, or however you pronounce his name. How's he done?
Louis Oosthuizen.
Does not look like he's going to make the cut.
Did he go backwards?
The last I thought that Joe
he had a good day yesterday.
No, he might make the cut then.
I thought he was playing good. He was playing good earlier today.
He was yesterday late.
He's even par.
I'm sorry. He shot 75 today, but he will make the cut.
Okay, one quick question. I've never got to go to the Masters, and I hear you guys talking about it. What does it cost to go?
You can't.
Not even on Thursdays, you can't go.
No, they give out badges.
It's like a waiting list.
You have to get on a waiting list, and it's well, the waiting list is closed, but what they did do is they did a draw, and you can you go to masters.org, and they'll open it up, I think, around June. You have to put your name in. They draw you out. You'll get an email if you're selected. Fortunately, last year I was selected to get four badges for the Tuesday practice round.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if someday we could be able to have that problem with Razorback Athletics?
Wouldn't that be nice? That would be nice. Bruce, thanks for the call. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Can you stick around a little longer? Perfect. Back with more from Hampton, Arkansas. It's Overtime on the road, live at the Hogskin Holidays Festival here in Hampton. Down here in Hampton for the Hogskin Holidays Festival, still joined by the mayor, Rick Sharon of Hampton, and former Razorback Wayne Snort Dunn. Now, Mr. Dunn, Snort, how did you get that name?
I got that name when I was probably about 4 years old. I was raised on a little farm outside of town here, and the neighbor had two old mules, mm-hmm. and their name was Snook and Snort. That was the mule's name. So I have a little brother, and we was out there messing with those mules, harassing them, and this old guy came out that owned them, and he says, "You guys, you're just like those mules, Snook and Snort." And, man, that picked up.
So
I went through high school, went through college, and it's still with me. Everybody here knows me by Snort. They may not know Carol Wayne. No. But that's how I got
the only thing I've ever known you, not since I've been here, Snort. I wouldn't have no idea. Well, I didn't know until this what his name was. I just took it for granted.
I mean, that's what they said when I asked, when I saw you today. I said, "I didn't know Mr. Dunn was down here." They said, "Oh, Snort, yeah, he's here." That's crazy. Let's head to Corndog. Corndog, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, you mentioned Jimmy Dykes earlier, and, you know, first of all, I got a shout out to a couple of golfers. My man Jonas is hanging in there, doing pretty good today, and staying. I think he's third, something like that.
Jonas so Blixt.
Yeah, and Brady Couples, man, he's having a good weekend. I just hope, and I know with the senior golfers, it seems like you know, as you get older, that fourth day is usually what kind of, you know, they plateau and. You know, whether they can hold up physically and you know, physically through that fourth day, seems like that's what gets most of the guys that are, you know, in their 50s or above. But, y'all mentioned Jimmy Dykes earlier, and I just wondered, I know that Bob Holt talked to Eddie a little bit about Nolan with the Hall of Fame stuff was going on. I just wondered if anybody had got his thoughts about Jimmy Dykes and seeing what Eddie's thoughts were.
Because that's a good question. I don't know if anybody has.
Opinion, you know.
Yeah, I would too.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Corndog. Right. Appreciate it. I don't know if anybody really has been able to get a hold of Eddie to get his thoughts on the fact that a former player of his is now a women's basketball coach at Arkansas. Mr. Dunn, you known as Santa Claus to a lot of youngsters, especially my daughter, Matt. There used to be. There's a Buffalo Grill in Little Rock down at the base of Cantrell Hill in the Riverdale area. And then there was one out in West Little Rock at the Bowman Curve. And that one has since closed down. But on Sunday evenings, Mr. Dunn, it seemed like, I don't know if it was every Sunday. It might have been every Sunday that you were in town.
Just about every Sunday.
You and Mrs. Claus would go and eat at Buffalo Grill Sunday nights. And it was usually around 6:30, I'm thinking.
That's correct.
And we would always try and time it to where our daughter, we would go eat, and she just, I said, "Look, there's Santa Claus over there." She would freak out. There were times, "I don't want to look at him. There were times she didn't even want to go to Buffalo Grill. She was afraid you'd be there. And we're talking in the week. But I know you have a lot of fun doing that, and you told me that you have one story you want to talk about that you told me about in the break.
One morning, we had a restaurant here, and, you know, every morning we'd have coffee and have breakfast and solve all the world problems. But one morning there was a little kid in there, and I spoke to him, and I asked him his name, and he wouldn't tell me. So the mother was there, and she got really mad because he wouldn't tell me his name. And finally, I thought she was going to spank him because she wouldn't. I said, "It's okay." Well, he said, "Mom," he said, "I told him last year. So you better be prepared because you got to remember everything they tell you. What toys you got, they'll ask, what toys you give me last year?" That's pretty bad for Santa
Claus. They don't
forget, huh? Yeah. Santa Claus getting old.
Yeah. <that's> the...
And he forgets very easy.
Is that what you told him?
I didn't tell him that. I just said, "That's okay." I said, "Yeah, I see so many kids. Sometime I might forget." But he told me his name.
I was able to get my daughter to write a letter to Santa, and we took it. And we just said, "Let's just see if he's there that night." Well, of course, he's there. And she doesn't want to take it over there to him. So I said, "I'll take it over there to him." And I handed it to him. I said, my daughter, she's sitting over there. She's really nervous. You know, she's shy. She wanted me to give this to you. And you said, thanks, I appreciate it. And so I went back, sat down. We continued to eat. And then your wife walks over, and she would talk to your wife. But when you start, she would turn away, didn't even want to look you in the eye or anything like that. But she would talk to your wife. And I wonder if sometimes that maybe that kids – we'll talk to Mrs. Claus, but then when I was talking to her earlier, y'all keep all of these letters that you get.
We do. We do. The little notes on paper like this, we'll put them in a file and just keep them.
Do you ever pull them out and just look at them?
Sometimes we do, yeah. We'll say, well, we got these last year, and we look, maybe it's the same kid, but yeah, we like to keep it.
That's got to be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and if I didn't, I'd shave it off. But.
Hey, Matt?
I might grow it out like that.
Oh, when you start getting some gray hair?
Well, he's got a lot of age he's going to put on before he gets that.
I like it. I grew mine out for about, 4 months or so. So it was kind of going. Not, what do you got, a couple years, huh? A few?
Well, you know, I was in the Army for 20-some-odd years, and I shaved twice a day, and then I worked for Entergy for another 16, 17 years shaving every day. And so when I retired from Entergy, I got up one morning and I started shaving. And I said, why? So I quit, put the razor down, hadn't shaved since. And that's been about 19 years ago.
Huh, really?
Yeah.
So that's a 19-year-old beard.
That's about a 19. And I started playing Santa Claus over at Christ the King. That was my first gig, was at Christ the King. And I've been doing it ever since.
That's cool.
But. Yeah. Like I say, I'm probably known for Santa Claus more than playing basketball.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan for basketball.
Well, I understand that, but you look the part of Santa Claus a lot more than you do a basketball player. I mean, you're tall and everything.
Well, when you get to be 78, I'll be 79 in June, you know. You get up in the years.
Everybody in town thinks of him as being Santa Claus. I mean, all the kids that grow up just see him as Santa Claus.
I know.
It just comes natural.
I know. Let's go to Roy in Hot Springs. Roy, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Listen, the mayor still there?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Mayor, how long have you lived in Hampton?
I've lived here 39 years.
Well, I had some relatives, an aunt and uncle that lived there. They're both gone now. Doyle and Ruth Benson.
Doyle and Ruth Benson. I imagine Mr. Dunn would remember them, I would think, don't you,
yeah,
Mr. Dunn?
Sure did. Yeah, then remember Doyle Benson.
Doyle Benson, okay.
Yeah, that was my uncle. I used to go down there and visit him when I was in the Marines. I used to, when I come home on leave, I'd go down there and visit him because there was a little old girl lived down the road named Dottie something. I can't remember her last name, but she was endowed. And
well, I've been
okay, Roy.
I've been here 39.
Well, I can't remember her last name, but anyway, that's
might be good. That might be good.
Thank
right
you, Roy.
There.
Appreciate it. I'm glad. Oh my goodness.
Kind of had me worried there.
I was wondering where he was going to go with it for a second there, too.
Well, I thought we were talking about a busted water pipe or something. I'm used to a dog barking.
I thought he was going to say, something like there's a tree down in my yard or something.
Last weekend, my phone was ringing off a tree, but this guy's from Hot Springs calling. He lost me on that one. I don't know.
That's good.
I think that one will make the button bar somewhere. Don't you, Matt?
That was good.
Well, I'm glad I was in on it. He threw me off when he brought that up.
Oh, my goodness.
Moving on.
Let's talk a little more Hogskin holidays. And, Mr. Dunn, when you get to come back, I mean, what does it mean to come back and celebrate this time of the year every year?
Oh, I really enjoy it. I mean, the people here in Hampton, they just get together and they do things and they work together. It's just a friendly place. I'm so glad that I was associated with Hampton all my life, but I come down and I do a little farming, so I'm in and out a lot. I got a little farm out west of here, and I raise peas and beans and corn and watermelons and give most of it away, but it's just a lot of fun. It's just a great little town, and we just have a great time, and I know everybody here just about. Used to I knew everybody, but now they've after going being away so long, they brought in some new folks on me.
And you were talking during the break, too, about the fact that there's an autograph you want tomorrow.
Yeah, Thurman, Scotty Thurman, yeah.
What are you going to get that on?
I don't know. I've got an old basketball around. I might have to put it on that.
Yeah, I get a T-shirt with the number 30 on it. Was he 30? Is that right?
Yeah, 30.
Right. Yeah.
The Rustin Rifle.
He's a favorite. He's a fan favorite.
He is a fan favorite.
And he's a great guy.
Still coaching up there. Yeah.
Working with a team. Yeah. Got his doctorate degree.
Good. That's good.
Your thoughts on Nolan going into the Naismith Hall of Fame?
Oh, I was glad to see that. I just think Nolan deserved it. Every level he coached, he was a champion. He won the national champion at Arkansas, and that's a big feat. And I just think Nolan deserved it. He's a great guy, great coach.
Do you think that potentially now that they might name the court after him?
If not, they should. They should. They named the field, I believe, after
coach
football
Burles.
Coach. Mm-hmm. I think Nolan would certainly be the one.
Yeah, I do too. And we've had that discussion on here before.
But
plenty of times.
Yeah, I've heard some of the discussion people.
I have too.
Yeah. And,
well, next time, call in.
I never called the show, but I always listen.
Well, I think him and Eddie Sutton both belong in the Hall of Fame.
Eddie Sutton barely missed it. I think you have to have 18 of the 25 votes and Eddie was close.
Okay,
but I'm with you. I think they should both be.
I believe both of them do, because you look at
Eddie Sutton's record. I think Eddie will make it.
Yeah.
He just won too many games.
Hey, kids, Santa, he's about to head back up to the North Pole. They're just laughing. Thanks so much, Mr. Dunn. Appreciate it.
Yes, well, thanks. It was a joy.
Well, thanks
you.
For having us. I really enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun coming down here. Mayor, thanks.
Come down anytime. We appreciate y'all being here.